Hi, folks. As I mentioned to you, I have what I consider to be a very important interview that I wish to share with you. And as you know, I don't interview too many people. It's very rare for me to actually have anybody on the show. But I got a message from someone. I actually came across his Substack and I featured some of his stuff on an earlier report. When you look at the Middle East today, everything that's happening there, everything that's happening in Gaza, everything that's happening in Lebanon, Syria, now moving into Jordan, Yemen, the whole place has erupted, all due basically to the October 7th attack on Israel by Hamas. But was it all really what we are told that it was? I mean, I've been questioning this for quite a while because it seems incongruous that Hamas could have got away with what they did. And also the level of damage that we saw with the cars burned and the houses burnt and so many people killed in the kibbutz. I've showed you previously, I've showed you footage of helicopters firing, strafing the crowd as they're trying to run away from the festival. I've showed you videos of tanks, Israeli tanks, literally shelling homes in the kibbutz. And we've spoken extensively about the Hannibal Directive, which is an Israeli directive designed to basically kill the hostages. If any people have been kidnapped or being held as hostages, it's Israeli policy to kill them along with the perpetrators because they simply don't want them to be kidnapped and used as bargaining chips. And there's so much to the October 7th attack that doesn't make sense. Even the burnt cars, the damage that was done to the vehicles, Hamas simply doesn't possess these type of weapons, let alone how they got the equipment to build hang gliders and just sail over the wall the way we're told that they did. And there's been a lot of video footage that we're told are home movies made by Hamas, which depict their terror attack. So I came across this guy, Matt Girton from Substack, and he has gone through the Hamas video quite extensively, and he's found certain glitches that appear to be AI-created videos. There's certain things that happen, not CGI, but AI-created video. I mean, AI is very big on the internet these days. A lot of people are using it. And it would appear that the Israelis used it to create the whole October 7th scenario. I mean, I even question whether there are even hostages. I mean, I can't help it. I mean, if Israel was really going in there to protect the hostages and rescue the hostages, why would they be carpet bombing the entire Gaza Strip? I mean, they can't expect any hostages to survive their bombing campaigns. And even one of the alleged hostages that was released said that his greatest fear while in there was being bombed by Israel. But anyway, I've got this guy, Matt, going to come on here now and have a chat to you. And I'm basically just going to give him the floor to explain these Hamas videos to you and see if you can see what we see. So, welcome to the show, Matt. It's really good to connect with you, brother.
Yeah, nice to be here, Max. Nice to speak with you. I've been watching you for 10 plus years since 2013, I think is when I saw your first video, so.
Well, thanks for reaching out to me. And I think it's really compelling information. This is really important stuff that you've come across. I mean, Israel is just running rampage across the Middle East at the moment and running rampage through all of our governments as well. And it's just getting worse and worse. Now they've gone into Yemen. You've got US Air Force down there bombing Yemen as well. I think the British Air Force as well. So you've got three countries bombing Yemen, which is one of the poorest countries in the Middle East, simply because they were standing up against the Gaza genocide. So I really want to get into these Hamas videos and these alleged kidnappings that we see and just go through and show the people what you found on these videos.
Yeah, so this is the main thumbnail image that I'm using and the Substack page link that you see there. So the background on this is that I started looking at this stuff because I've been looking at AI created content for quite a while, and it's all due to they used it to steal my patent, basically, which we can touch on later. But we'll just look at the glitches first, since that's the most easy to understand, that there has no explanation. So what I have here is I have these are all the sources that you see, and I initially started off or I start it, I started off with like 10 total videos that I downloaded, the most viewed videos on the internet, like all the videos you're seeing on the news, the rave footage, the truck attack, or them shooting at the ravers as they ran away. And So I went through this stuff frame by frame, and I got a compositing method. So if you look at some of this stuff here, if we pause this, the what you're seeing here is a bunch of glitches that have no explanation. Like, we'll give a brief background on video for people that don't. It's easy to assume everyone understands how video works, but I know that's not the case when you get wrapped up in your own world. But so video basically is just like an animation flip book for that you've seen early Disney animations or early cartoons, etc. So 24 frames a second, 30 frames a second, and each of those frames are basically just a single image, right? So based on that, and based on so you have that, and you have compression, which is normal for video these days, where which does create some artifacts, but there's nothing to explain these glitches that I find when I go through frame by frame. So what we're seeing here is I could slow this down too, but here, let's go to this one. So this is the first video, and this is the Hamas supposedly shooting at the ravers as they run away. So if we go to, if I slow this down a little bit, sometimes it looks better when you slow it down or speed it up, but basically, I just lost my sources. There you go. So we're looking at, you have the frames on the bottom there. So if you see that, you're seeing the whole, it's like it's split into different sections, right? You see the movement of the trees. You got this guy. So on this other one, you're going to see, so these are unexplainable basically. Like there's no rational, and this is just one piece of many pieces. The other piece, so if you see that warp there, you see the top of the tail light staying in the same spot, right? But everything else is warping. So that's not a camera glitch. And then it's
It
a
can't be the
lot
result of video compression either. Like that's literally the
of. Yeah,
frame is
that's.
changed. The car is changing shape, but not all of the car.
Yeah, and so what happens basically with, and I have all the research papers for this. It's called the General Adversarial Network, a GAN network, right? And it's advanced stuff compared to what the public thinks is possible or what they want the public to believe is possible, right? Like this is kind of the big secret, if you will. So there's a few things to touch on while it's on my mind, is that, and this makes a lot more logical sense when you put all the pieces together, is that in order for the AI to create this stuff, they need to train it, right? So in order to train it, they need reams and reams, like tons and tons of video footage. And so that becomes a lot, makes a lot more sense when you consider the fact that Hamas apparently is running around with body cameras and dash cams, right? So you have security cameras, you have dash cams, and you have body cams, but that's all footage that they would have a massive amount of access to. If you think about all the security cameras, all the dash cams, all the military, police running around with body cameras, they all have guns. So that's all of your training data. And so that explains why you have Hamas running around. They fly over in paragliders, yet they're all running around with high quality body cameras on, recording all the stuff they do. Doesn't that seem kind of odd? And then the other thing about this is that they have advanced capability, as we'll see with the NBC supposed survivor girl, Banit, I don't remember her name, but there's a girl and her arm's bent the wrong way, and that's one of the things AI has problems with. But when it comes to generating the images, as we'll look at the images of like the guys on the motorcycles that supposedly broke into the kibbutz or whatever. When you look at them, you'll also realize that they never speak to one another. When you look at the video and zoom in, so they're over there, they're putting babies in ovens supposedly, right? But they're like mimes. They're not talking to one another at all. So you never see their lips move. There's never a conversation. They just motion to each other, which is obviously very odd, right? And that makes sense because the AI model, there's like a few different instances where there's actually sound that lines up with the mouth, but it's very brief little things, and that could just be them telling the AI model, have the person look at the camera. So, and all the stuff that supposedly, like I said, dash cam or body cam, and the body cam also makes it easier to edit because then you could still put in the voice of the person and make it look like the person behind the camera speaking, right? So it has a problem with doing voices when it's a whole group of people like it's generating. So, and I'm not claiming, so here we go with this. I'm not claiming to be an AI expert by any means, but I have all the research papers and I definitely have a lot of experience with, that's my whole background is video and pixels and editing and just basically technological stuff. So what we're looking at here is still this first video. And if you look at this, you'll see, look at the guy's, the top of the guy's head stays in the same spot, right? Like what? There's nothing to explain that. That's, people try to
And
argue with,
that's not video compression. That's definitely not video compression. I'm quite
no.
familiar with compression because I do a lot of video editing.
Yeah, this is
And
in the frames are on the bottom there. So, and then, so any, for anyone that isn't versed in video, this is all the AI stuff seems to be 25 frames per second seems to be the ideal frame rate. For instance, when you edit your videos for BitChute, you'll do them at 24 frames a second because it saves on the video space, right? Like there's only a certain limit you need, but all the AI stuff's 25 frames a second. And so what you're seeing on the bottom there is, if anyone takes these videos from this source right here, right, and you drop that into a video editor and go to 27 seconds and what, 2 and 3 frames is what's that saying at 25 frames a second. All I'm doing to get this is just zooming around and looking at stuff in more detail and just going one frame to the next. So it looks good basically from when you're just watching it, but when you analyze it on a frame by frame basis like this, you start getting all these anomalies, like that guy's head staying in the same place, for instance. So we'll look at this last one for the first video here. And so these are all just edits I already pre-recorded to capture that. I'm just using Blender Video Editor, which anyone can, it's a free open source animation and has a video editor built into it. So it's, anyone can do this. It's super, so if you see that. So basically, you get a bunch of shifting where elements are separated, right? This isn't a, let's look around. I'm gonna go to this other side here. This is, we'll move on because this is yeah, like look at that. So there's a lot more stuff. So this is the first video. I actually looked at this stuff back in February. So this is the video of them supposedly breaking into the kibbutz when they, what is it, a kibbutz?
Butch.
Yeah, that's like a, what, a fencing community or?
Well, yeah, it's the settlements near the Gaza border. The kibbutz is reclaimed land and settlements that they built there.
I'm assuming it's all kind of secured or there's security issues over there, so they have fences and.
Well, they got the big Gaza wall fence, but it's basically a suburb. It's a suburb of reclaimed land that had no water there, like the kibbutz program was how they brought water to the desert and blah, 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 and
Yeah.
greened up the desert. And that's just the area that they did it in.
My only Middle
It's in
East.
southern, it's in southern Israel near the Gaza border.
Yeah, I spent 22 days in Saudi Arabia in November 2019 and stayed in the diplomatic quarter. So that's kind of my only experience with the Middle East. And obviously everything was fenced off over there. So if you look at this guy, if you look at this guy here, you see he's got some trails going on, right? So let's open this up here. So I zoom in on him, and you'll see as he moves, you got some. It's almost like a, for anyone that uses Photoshop, see that behind him there? That's see that, how you get the, it's almost like a clone stamp when you're doing Photoshop, for anyone that's familiar. So it leaves, this is one of the telltale signs of the AI. So basically, everything's a texture when you get to computer graphics. Texture is the pixels, basically. Textures are just applied to a surface. So it's basically filling in for the motion that it has to account for, right? everything else is kind of static in the scene, and then you're seeing all these glitches of so this is the actual size of this too. They, I don't know if they're lazy or what, but this is some of the composite editing. But each block is 64 by 64 because the AI model operates on it's all tile or patch based basically, because and that's why you get a lot of these telltale signs of the squares and the glitches and a lot of the stuff that kind of gives it away. So like if you look here at his foot, you'll see so see this part right here where it cuts off. See like the bottom of his foot there, there's a line. And then if you look here, it's kind of hard to hit that spot. Let's see if I can get it. Oh, right there. So see that line on the bottom? Yeah, those are tile boundary regions basically. So it has to fill it has to update the tiles where there's motion and keep so it's all based on a square grid, and we'll go over this. But that's why you're seeing those. It's almost like screen tearing. And if you look at his left foot there on the right side of the screen, you also see a line going through that, right? Like it's so it's that's how it's all operating on is on a tile. They call them patches.
Looks like the tip of his foot's kind of square almost.
Yeah, and you'll see a lot more of this square artifacts. And then this is just one of my composite modes that kind of highlights that, which we'll go over. There's more on this one. So this guy in the background here, he's all glitched out. So you're just getting glitched out movement in the separate pixel regions or in the tile regions, basically, right? So look at that. And the other thing about this content too is that the text is also AI generated, right? So a lot of this stuff, the news logos and all of it is AI generated. So it's not like they produced this stuff and then gave it to the news and then someone added on that self text coming in. It's all one shot AI generated. So it's like they made the entire news video, right? With the text that's overlaid
He's
on it.
totally glitchy, that guy. Hey, he's totally
Yeah.
glitching out.
And that's all I'm
He's
doing
just
is just.
standing there, his arm and his gun and everything's changing length.
And that's the other thing when you look at the faces and stuff, you'll see the mismatched textures where, because it's just basically piecing together. It's called stochastic, right? I learned that based on the papers, but it's the same concept as if you type in a question to ChatGPT and you keep asking it the same question, you'll never get the exact same answer. It's kind of a little bit different each time. It's kind of the same concept for video, whereas normal video, obviously, you'd have real frames or even CGI, you'd have each frame and you'd have specific values for the keyframes. But with the AI, it's basically kind of guessing because it doesn't have a reference to each frame. So on this one, this car rolls up to the gate. And then when I zoom out, the gate's actually opening to the left about 6 inches or so. The car tracks with it for a little bit. If you look at the hood ornament there, it kind of goes with it, like it catches and then it stops. So the AI model I've learned has problems with fences and grates and anything where it's trying to look through and see on the other side of like something that has a bunch of, like fences or grates, basically. You'll see the rocket launcher footage is crazy. So yeah, that gate's opening and the car just sort of tracks with it for a little bit there. See that? Yeah, so it's sliding with it. And then this is also covered. You'll see this, the wheel move, part of the wheel rotates, but the other, and that's one of the other issues with the AI, because it has to fake it, is that it has issues with, look at the cars kind of shifting there. Seeing the
The
mirror.
rearview mirror.
Now watch the back rear wheel. I'll zoom in on here. So yeah, it's basically kind of estimating everything, right? And you don't notice it if you're just watching it. It looks fine until you actually zoom in on it and look at it. So let's look at that back wheel. I'm gonna zoom in on that. And then you get these whole frame glitches too, where everything kind of glitches out. It's kind of weird. But so watch this. Yeah, look at the back wheel. See that?
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, there's no logical, right? So it's partially, and then when we get into the bikers, we'll go to this next one. These are the this is one of the main videos that was shown everywhere, which is, and this is like a 3 minute long one. So what has this got? 6.5 million views. This is like one of the main videos. You've seen this one, right? So this one's got a bunch of and here's where you start looking at the faces. So you get all the mismatched tiling artifacts of his face.
Yeah, he's moving a little bit with the motorbike in the background. They all start moving
Oh yeah,
together.
there's a ton of this stuff. So the like look, and so the other thing is that it has, they're working on it. Obviously, they're working on a lot of stuff. Who knows what they're working on, right? But yeah, look at that. So one of the things that we're seeing, I think, is them trying to fake a motion blur, it seems like, because sometimes you see the person like double up and then the other one's at 50%. So I think that's how they're, because it has issues with motion blur. So like when you zoom in on some of these other videos on motorcycles or whatever, the wheels that are rotating are crystal clear. When normal, in any, even in good CGI, you'd have that rotational like blur, right, from motion. So look at this. Everything's kind of glitching out there. And then look at his nose glitches out here. Yeah, see, that's kind of like a fake motion blur, I think. Let's look at his nose. See how you see the squares? Mismatched tiling artifacts. So you get sections of his face moving and other sections not moving, right? Yeah, like what is that? Look at his nose there.
Hey, good. You look at that, Pinocchio.
Yeah, it's so you got that. You got, so keep in mind, this is the one that they're never talking to one another, right? Zero speaking.
Yeah.
So they're putting babies in ovens, but they have to be quiet not to wake them up or something, right? So look at that. You get there's one that's called so they just all go around quietly attacking, right? You probably, it's, and it makes sense when you start looking at, when you start paying attention. And like I didn't, a lot of this stuff I kind of figured out as I went, like pretty much all of it. But then I was looking at the, and the funny thing is I actually used I think, yeah, so you get that. Let's go to this next one is probably, oh, look at, I'm not even going to the next one. Hold on.
It's interesting, like when
Oh, look at, I didn't switch it here. I thought I switched that video. Here, look at this. I was on the wrong, I gotta do my menus here. So yeah, so look at this one. This guy walks into him. I thought I switched the other one and just had the same clip, but I was on the wrong one. So look at this
you
guy.
see that section behind his head where the back of his head's trying to cut
Yeah,
it, cut catch up, and then they both sort of blend into
yeah,
one.
that's like a matrix. So
Yeah.
he runs into him, and then it shifts him. And then you look at that guy on the right looking down, you see, you got this, you see a lot of these cut off lines. That's like your boundaries of your tiling regions. So basically
Well,
with
it's
the,
interesting, like when no one's moving, but something that they're holding is moving, or their arm is moving, and not only that, but that's classic, that one with the bit of the head that doesn't catch up to him to start with.
yeah.
The back of his head doesn't really catch up, and then him and the other guy blend together. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's obvious AI.
Yeah, that's obviously not real video, right? I mean, if it's not AI, then
And
what is it?
his hand cuts off there as well. The guy's left hand, the guy walking behind him, I just saw his hand cut off.
Yeah, and then look at the line going through the vertical through the guy's head on the right side. It's all glitched out.
And look at that. You see that?
Yeah, this is the easiest stuff to, that anyone can look at and understand. And then there's a bunch of other technical aspects that support all this. So there's multiple, yeah, there's multiple angles that I'm coming at this from. I'm not just saying, look at this stuff. Then I have other stuff that supports it based on the compositing technique I figured out. So yeah, he's all glitched out. And then watch this guy. This is the same video. So that's 53 seconds, 24 frames. He starts tracking with the grass. He'll move the whole section of grass around his whole body, right? Where it's updating the tiles. So watch this. It's all crazy. It's anything you see, you're like, what is that? Like, see this? Wait till you start seeing him walk. But so he'll catch, see that? And the other thing is that so I have the total number of frames that I've processed as far as my compositing technique. I dumped 9 different composites per video where I'm doing frame to frame composites. And so number one, they can't fix this, right? Because it's produced by an AI model, there's no way for them to go back and try to correct this. It's already released anyways, right? So it's out in the public, but there's no easy solution for them to, if they wanted to fix it, right? They can't, because they would have to rerun it through another AI model, which would come up with the same issues. And the whole reason that we're seeing all these glitches and that all this stuff exists is because the computing power is limited, which is why it operates on patches or tiles, right? Because it can't operate on single individual pixels. So it has to operate on region by region by region by region. So little 64 by 64 squares. And then it stitches all those together into the big image. And then look at that. See how he's catching the grass? Look at that's.
This is phenomenal work, Mac. It's really good that you've taken the time to go and do this. This is so important. It's so crucial for people to see how all this has been contrived.
Yeah, and
I mean,
this
it's
is.
doubtful Hamas even attacked. I mean, the people that I know in the ground in Gaza, they don't know. All they know is what they hear from the news. They don't have any information about Hamas, and if Israel's staying, they're still going in there and attacking Hamas and taking out Hamas leaders. And I mean, the whole place has turned to rubble. I mean, where are all these Hamas leaders? How did they ever manage to do this? And I would say that they probably didn't.
Yeah, well, I got in the other videos, I have the one where they're crossing the border fence supposedly. So look at that. But there's so look at
That's so obviously AI when you go through frame by frame like this and look at it.
here's the sliding motorcycle wheels that aren't rotating. Look at that. So that's one of the issues, because basically you got to think of the AI as just it's learning based on what it sees, right? So it doesn't have any physical. Even if you're rendering this with CGI, you'd still have a physical reference to the rotation of the wheel, right? So it basically has to fake everything, and it doesn't always get it right on every frame. You can kind of see the line cutting through there, but yeah, so those are sliding motorcycle wheels. And the other thing is that even if they did fix this somehow or whatever, the amount of content that I have in all the artifacts and the 9 composites per video, for them to fix it, they'd have to manually do it. And that's one of the beauty of the AI that they're using, is that it still takes high-level computer scientists and stuff. I go into all this on the Substack page and like dive into in depth. And the funny thing is I use ChatGPT and AI to help me figure out a lot of this stuff. So I'm using their own tools. But once it went up to ChatGPT 4.0 or whatever, you could put in images, and it let me put in huge, huge images of like 30 frames at a time that I laid out in a grid. And it was the only time that it actually said, I'll get back to you soon. Like it took like 10 minutes for it to compute it, but it was just letting me dump in images. And then so I helped it figure out some of this stuff, and then some of the stuff it knows. So we are kind of playing off each other. Obviously the AI knows about AI, right?
Of course.
So it's all based on the same chat session, and then I'm just kind of building off that, and then I had it output a master list of all the telltale signs. So here you see, so if you think about it like a video game about your textures of your road or whatever, you got your real road, but then it has to blend in the motion. So here you're seeing a lot of that color banding, how you see the striping of the colors when I zoom in there. That again is because it can't operate on every pixel. It's operating on If it could operate on every pixel, we wouldn't be seeing any of these things. But so you're getting color banding, and so you're getting these weird trails and these weird which shows up in the composites real good. So you're kind of getting even like a trail. So let's move on to Let me turn off some of these other ones to make sure I'm
You're
not.
almost like he's going through a puddle there, like the trail that leads behind him, you know?
Yeah, it's all, it's none of it's, this is, the easiest. So this is from the NBC News footage. This is all from an NBC News clip, and even the AI, even the anchors are AI, right? Which I'll, but look at this. So this is a gun. So the gun's moving with the street. So this is this video right here. IDF shows journalists raw footage. So this is an NBC News actual news footage clip, right? And this is also the one that has the fake AI girl survivor that I'll show you, which is nuts. So they can create fake, completely fake people. And I didn't expect, initially, I thought that, I figured that maybe they were just adding in camouflage AI, because that would be the obvious solution to this, right? Would just be to start processing everything to kind of make it all kind of have the same artifacts if you look at it closely, which might be one of the reasons that they released it, or they're putting it into everything, right? So all of a sudden everything starts getting manipulated by AI, and then you can't necessarily look and say, oh, this is, because there won't be any difference. You get what I'm saying? If everything's AI, then it'll be harder to tell. But this is still so we look at this, and here you have your color. So look at that. The gun shifting with the road, and then some stuff shifting, other stuff's not. See that? So the other thing here, once again, is this is when you think about this, look at that. The bush is moving, other parts not moving. So it's everything gets chopped into weird little elements and sections almost. And then you can see the color banding there on the road, where you get your like your stripes. So that's and then look at that guy. His head's not moving, his other parts moving at the bush. So it would be almost impossible for me to fake all this stuff, right? Like there's to fix, just think about how hard it would be to fix this if you went through frame by frame
Oh, yeah.
to manually edit it. Well, that's the issue, is that even if they have all these high-level computer scientists, whatever, it's still very few people that's needed to create this whole illusion, right? So in order to fix it, they would need to bring on, it would involve bringing on more people or whatever. So this is kind of like a big deal, obviously. So if you look at this, you see this light, the light's back there, one's floating, the pole's moving, but the light isn't moving, right?
Done.
And then, so the whole road's shifting, but the lights are staying in the same spot. And then once you look at this, so look at this tree. This tree is like, so look at this part right here. Yeah. So you get that building moving, everything else not moving. But then look at how crazy this tree looks like. It's almost like it's like a paper cutout. And then these weird warps that you're seeing. It's almost like a lens warp, but it's not. There's no explanation for any of that. So look at that. These warps that you're seeing. And then, so the other logical part about this is that, once again, this is dash cam footage or body cam footage, right? So think about the fact that you're seeing this soldier shooting at that car from a body cam, right? And then they're like, oh, and we also have the dash cam footage from the car that the soldier is shooting at, right? It's like, oh, and we have a third angle. So it's like, it's almost like a script, right? It's like, oh, we have this soldier shooting, and then we just also happen to have the person he was shooting at has video of it too, right? So if you actually just think about it logically from even certain, so that's all glitched out. And then here's the NBC News footage has the aerial footage of the burnt out cars, right? And then the other rave footage has the driving on the street that we'll look at that has some crazy stuff, but all these cars are fake. And one thing that no one's probably noticed before, so these are a bunch of ravers, right? I'm a raver. That's how I turned into my career of whatever, right? I started off in the I liked the raves and lights and whatever, and I kind of turned that into a career, where I went to LA and traveled the world, et cetera, doing video stuff and live production. But so the question becomes, you have a bunch of ravers, but none of them have any colored cars. They're all white, they're all gray and black, right? There's no colored cars. So why? Because that would create a lot of contrast and you would see these issues. So by keeping everything white, gray, black, it all kind of just kind of blends together. Because if you had a bright red car, there's never any colored cars. And if they are, if they're like parked and they're not part of anything where you're seeing this. So look at this truck, the tank shifting up and down. So if these cars were like bright green, bright blue, or whatever, this you'd see a lot of this stuff. That's my theory on why there's zero colored cars.
I
Unless
hadn't thought
they.
about that before looking at the cars. You just think of, oh, well, if they're burnt, then they're burnt. But these ones aren't burnt. And like you say, that's pretty bland sort of car coloring, isn't it? Not one single
Look
colored
at
car.
this is really bad right here. Look at this, that hole in the ground, how it's shifting together. So all the cars are shifting, whatever. And then the other thing is that if you think about it logically, so the other videos are even crazier, but the driving down the street one, the whole car's morphing. But the other thing is that they show this and you would assume that they rescued these people or at least took the bodies out because you don't see any bodies laying around, obviously. But so there's other vid you can see that shifting where the cars are like shifting back and forth. So there's other in the other video there's the front of the car is not moving. There's cars that are like blocked in, but then it's like how did they get the people out of the car, right? It's like blocked in on both sides, but then they're showing you it. You don't obviously see the car right there, that gray one. How did they get the person out of that, right? If you would assume they came and you don't see any bodies laying around, so you would assume they rescued these people. Well, how did they get the person out of that gray car that's trapped in there? You don't see anything opened up, right? It's like logical questions that you don't think of, but you do think of once you start viewing it from the perspective of everything's fake. Like, look at the trees there, all weird. So then, here's the picture. And then the other thing is that. So this is all shifted. I'll zoom in on the part where you can really see it here. So this is footage of the rave, supposedly. So see that? And then I've seen people commenting on my Rumble channel. The rebuttal is, oh, there's this picture of the rave, of the whole rave that took place or whatever, or a video of it, right? Well, I don't know. Tell me why this is fake then, right? It's like my claim is all the stuff I looked at is fake. So there's a million other directions to branch out in that I could go down the rabbit hole, right? But tell me why this stuff's all glitched out then. Like it doesn't matter what other content you have. Tell me why all this stuff is produced by AI. So
They could have done the rave at another time. I mean, they could have just gone and got footage of the rave and then added it all together, you know?
yeah, it doesn't explain why these glitches exist or anything, right? Like it's not all I know is what I'm looking at here, and there's no one that just comes in and says this isn't correct because of this. They all throw in random other pieces to try and discredit it, et cetera. But it's so here we go is here's the rave footage. So if you look at this is your Steven Spielberg girl in the red dress, essentially, right? You got this, because everyone's seen this image. So you have this cute girl running by, and it's just like the perfect, this is on the front of magazines, etc. You just get this quick flash of this girl running by, and it's like the girl in the red dress, right? Everything else is all glitched out, but they have this girl just frozen. It's like the perfect cover image. And then there's also the perfect cover image on the other. They always keep your center of focus. So when you're looking at the ravers, all of a sudden you got the two girls with their tits bouncing up and down, that instant, even just they're dancing, whatever. So it instantly, there's always like a center of focus. like it's scripted, right? So she just darts by, perfect pose for everyone's seen that girl. And but then when you look in the background, this girl's turning into different people. Look at this. Look her face, and then notice all. So he's, yeah, look at that. It's a different person. What is that, right? So if you notice too, so you have the girl in the red, but then the brightest color you get in the back is that guy has a yellow shirt on. But otherwise, everyone else all blends in with the scene too, right? Everything's just low contrast, kind of. The cars are gray again. But yeah, look at that. So she's morphing all over the place, and then she just turns into. Where did her glasses go? What is that, right? So she's all glitched out. Here's the this is one of the ones, the few ones that has audio with the girl screaming or whatever, but look at this guy's eyes, eyebrows. And then, yeah, look at that. Those are just a few frames, right? Sh shifting all over the So,
Maybe he's just a very expressive guy and his eyebrows bounce around.
oh, it gets better. Look at this guy. So keep in mind, none of these people are talking, right? So he's just floating along. His head floats off. The guy that's leading him, not talking. No one's talking again. So his head completely detaches here. His head, so that's one of the telltale signs of the AI is that it doesn't have any reference to the human anatomy or like a skeleton, even if you were doing CGI. So the parts detach, like how if you see the bottom of his head here, his neck's going in and out and all over the place. So look at his neck. So he's bouncing, neck extends out. See the bottom of it there? Like detaches from his body, floats up, floats back down. So it's all over the place. And then he's just no talking, no mouth movement. He's not screaming, he's not yelling for anybody. He's just, okay, they got me. The guy leading him is just, here, and here we go. This is crazy. Here's your cars again. So look at this car. And then I have some better close up. Yeah, look at this. And all the car, it's all gray, white, black, right? So obviously, this one's supposedly because they're burnt up, but look at this morphing car. The one behind it. Let's see this one. Look at that. It's a little, need to slow down on the, wonder if I got this. It's still this down to I'm just scrolling back and forth. Let's scroll this down to 50%. Go to this. Yeah, so see that? So that's all, it's like a transformer.
It's changing in every frame. It's stretching out, slipping back again.
Yeah,
Crazy.
it's there. I called it car morphing. It's like more, it's like Transformers, right? And then look at this one. This is a pile. Let me slow this one down a little bit. This one's really crazy too.
It's like a seething pile of lava or something, that one.
Yeah, it's like it's all moving.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. The and then here's the so this is yeah, so this is the driving down the road shot. So there's two shots of the cars, the aerial shot from the NBC footage and then this one. And then if you look at this, you see the like on the right side there, that car's bent, there's like the second car back. that's bending down. Look at that. And then you see the color banding too in the trees. You see the stripes, how the color's all banded out. Yeah, that's because it can't operate on every pixel, so it doesn't get natural or like fine gradients like you would get in real video, right? So that's all shifting around, like little bits and pieces morphing around, right?
Crazy.
Yeah, and then here's a closer look at oh, this is a slideshow. So let's just see this real quick. Yeah, so this is frame by frame. So look at.
Yeah.
I think this one has the color brighten a little bit. Yeah, look at that. So that isn't real. The car morph, here's another one. Let's see. Focusing on that car. There's here's the pile.
Never.
So it's all over the place, right?
It's like it's bubbling, that one.
Yeah, that one's pretty crazy. I don't know which one's crazier, that or the other car. They're kind of tied. So
They're all, when you look at them, I mean, they all are, even the one behind that white one's kind of shifting up and down. I mean, it's all glitching all over the place.
yeah, and it looks fine until you look at it up close. So the everything is like that when you stop and look at it. So then there's two more videos for this. So I downloaded like 12 or something initially, and then I looked through them. But the so this is, and this is a different kind of model. This is again body cam footage, and this is of this one's super crazy. This is the rocket. It has problems with the rocket launcher. So look at this. This is when they supposedly crossed the fence and were going into Israel. But the
And the
rocket.
land is moving, everything's moving with the rocket launcher.
Yeah, watch it shift. Watch it shift this whole fence coming up. It's the whole fence slides with it. It's warping everything. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that, like I said, they can't, anyone can download these and look at them because it's, I mean, it would be a huge task for them to even try to deal with this, right? Because no one is supposed to figure it out. Look at that.
Yeah, and like you say, they can't. It isn't like they can fix the glitches and replace the videos.
Yeah,
It
the
would.
video's already out there, but regardless, even if they wanted to, I mean, they still could be like, oh, it's out. They could technically fix them and just claim that.
Yeah,
Who's going to
and there's
argue
nothing
against
to
it?
explain this, not video compression, not anything. There's nothing to explain this. These are definitely, and like you say, it's not CGI, these are AI artifacts.
Yeah, so this, the left side there, he's cutting out the pole with his hand. The pole disappears.
Yeah.
This is when they're supposedly crossing into Israel. Look at this. Again, it has issues with fences, but look at the whole fence here splits. See that? It's like splitting in a section right there. It doesn't like fences and it doesn't like rocket launchers, as you'll see in this one. So these guys are, this one actually has some audio that goes with it, but look at this rocket launcher is splitting into a bunch of different pieces. Right.
Yeah.
And then this one's a different type of model, as is the next one. So which makes sense because it's an evolving field of research, right? Like it's constantly whatever. But when I first looked at this one and the next one, before I really looked at it closely, I was like, I don't know if these ones are AI. These might be actors or something. But then because it's just a different set of properties and a different kind of different glitches compared to the other ones, it's almost like a better model, or the people look more real. So then we get here's a rocket launcher and a fence. Now it gets really bad. Look at that. So that rocket launcher is just splitting up into a million different pieces. But yeah, so you see the fence and it's bending the whole fence, so it's all glitched out. The one coming up is the Bush one after this, but so this is when they supposedly shot the tires out of his ambulance. So the thing on the roof there, the on the top of the carport, this is just what? Two frames? Three frames? Yeah, five and six. So the thing on the top is like staying in the same place. This one's super crazy. Look at this bush. I still haven't figured out what exactly is going on here because it's like an optical illusion. This is just three frames, 22, 23, 24. So the whole bush and the park slides in. It's hard to even tell like what exactly is moving because it's such a crazy looking. See that? The whole park and everything, but it's hard to tell where exactly it's sliding because it's so, it's like a optical illusion, right? That's a pretty big one. And that's just one frame, right? So it's, you wouldn't notice that if you're and then this one, the right side's all kind of coming up. The background is all kind of, everything kind of twists and warps in these ones. So that's that video, and then this is turn that off. So this is again no motion blur on this wheel, and this is a really good one as far as when I first looked at it. And then there is audio on this guy, but so the way that they would probably do audio on this would just be to tell the model to. I'm pretty sure it's all done with prompt still. So after they train it, they'd just be like have a guy look at the camera and move his mouth or whatever, and then match the audio to the mouth movement, right? Since they can't get it to exactly speak. But if you look at those wheels, there's no motion blur on that, so it's crystal clear. This one has a bunch of warps in it. So see how that's all bending all over the place? The curb and everything else just twisting around. That's what this one has a lot of issues with, like the curb and everything else is, it has like all these things that look like kind of like lens warps, but aren't. There's color banding on that too. So look at this one. This is when they supposedly were getting this guy out of his house, but the back wall's coming forward, like extrusion, right? See that? And then the color banding's super noticeable on this one. But so that wall is pushing forward. Here you have everything kind of twisting around really weird. So it's problems with perspective, right? See how the back light, everything's just kind of moving around like how it's not supposed to be if it was real. It's easier. This one is, like I said, is kind of. So that's twisting the top of the building, the bottom, everything's kind of twisting, but there's no explanation for that. And that's not, keep in mind, more body cam footage, right? So look at the pole, everything just bending. Super weird warping. They supposedly got this footage off of a Hamas person they killed or whatever. It's supposedly from the IDF, but the looking at it proves that the blur is part of the original video, right? So they didn't add the blur after the fact to conceal the identity. It was all produced in the same original, which is a lot more noticeable in the edits. This is a good one though, as far as the model when I first looked at it, but there's warping on the ground. And then the other noticeable one on this, you got your pole again bending. Let's get rid of those ones. And then this guy's sliding. Look at this. Sliding towards the camera. The guy on the right side there. But this, so there's a, And then, so if we look at, so those are the obvious glitches, right, that you can just see. And then once you, we'll look at that fake AI girl. So this is crazy. So I didn't expect to find this originally. So let's see if this might have audio that you won't be able to hear.
As the world debates the military response, 19 days since the worst terror attack in Israeli history,
So this
its
is
leaders are trying to frame the stakes, today laying
number
bare the
four that we looked at
brutality
earlier.
in
This is a
graphic
complete
detail.
video, which is
Here's Raf Sanchez.
like,
it felt like there
this is
couldn't.
where all this other footage comes from, and where the aerial footage of the cars comes from. This is all an NBC News clip. And all this stuff that you see, like the Chiron on the bottom there, is all AI generated. So this girl isn't real. Right?
Okay.
So check this out. Her name is like Minette Ben-Haim or something. So
there is people shooting at them, and there is also like
let's
bombs on
look
the
at
grounds, and I
her eyes. So if we look at the special composite, which is this one
As the
right
world
here,
debates the military response,
these
19
are my
days.
composite modes. This is a special one, but so you can see how
The
it's highlighting a
infamous
bunch of
suit.
artifacts. This is frame to frame, but if we look at her,
Tehran.
see
Minette
how
Ben-Haim was. I was growing up. There is just.
Her hair and eyes look separate, like they're cut out.
Well, I'm not seeing her at the moment. I'm seeing the other guy. Like I'm seeing all this frame stuff. There she is.
Oh, it must be just a little bit of a delay there. But see how her hair, how that tuft of hair is separate? Like it's not glitched out or anything, and then her eyes never glitch out as well. So let me see if I
Movie
play that. See
about the
that?
Holocaust.
So the hair stays the same, so it's laid back on top essentially. What I would guess is that this is a, because the hair and the eyes are what they would have the most problems with looking realistic. So I'm just assuming they probably have a two-step process. But if, so if you look at that, and we know that her hair and her eyes, when we go back to, so then we look at her eyes, right?
Your right eye's got that weird line in
Yeah, see how it's moving? This is
it.
between two frames. So the eyeball stays in the same place, the rest of it's moving. There's a bunch of eye glitches. So this, and then we'll look at her. That's the same. I think that's the same a little further out. So that, let's look at, yeah, so that eye sliding and her nose, but look at this stuff. Why am I not seeing? Okay. Yeah. So that's just two frames, right? So her eyes are laid back on. I would guess by another model, right? They're just training another model. Look at that.
And then everything's moving, but the hair's staying in the same place as well.
Yeah, and then her right eyebrow staying the same there, and like the right side of her eyes staying in the same spot. So here's a, that's a really good one because you can see the cutout, the line going through her right or left eye there, the right side of the screen. So that's, and the eyes are the hardest thing to, and even the eyes that they get right, the like tear duct or sty or whatever still. So this is a, look at her tip of her nose. So that's glitched out. Eyes. Yeah, look at that one. So she is not real. Here's the five frames. This is called eye slider. Right? Eyes and nose. The tip of her nose. It's just two frames. So her, you can't move your nose like that. And then here's her arm, her anatomically incorrect arm. So look at this.
Yeah.
And this is one of the telltale, because the AI doesn't know about it's all, it's just guessing, right? So it doesn't have any limitations. Like normally, even if you're doing CGI, you'd have a skeleton that has rotational limits imposed that make sure that it acts like an actual human. So look at this. So this is actual. So look at her shirt there.
Yeah.
So a frame 11 or frame 12, and then look at her arm. Bending back the wrong way.
Yeah.
It's completely wrong
way.
Wow. Yeah. So she's not real. And this is like a specialized, I didn't even notice her hand up above her leg there. Like, what is that? Look at her arm up right up above her leg on her jeans.
Yeah.
Look at that hand just come out.
Hmm.
What is that? I didn't even notice that. So the, so she is not real. The news people are, so this is a composite now. So you're seeing all this gridding. So these are all the composite modes that I have. And these are basically, just doing a frame to frame. And I share all this on the page. So this is done with, Blender, and then the main compositing is done with Python code. So it just operates on the directory. So all I'm doing to do a lot of this is going into Blender and just outputting a PNG sequences. So it outputs each frame as an image. And then the Python code just operates on the image. But this reveals artifacts. And then I have control group comparisons so that... So you can look at other video, like I even downloaded my own YouTube videos to make sure it's not a YouTube
as
thing,
the world
et cetera,
the
right?
Military response,
to make sure that,
since the worst terror attack.
That there's decent comparisons. So the total number of videos, like, so you don't see this in normal video, basically, like these square artifacts and all these tilings. And so the tilings are this. If we look at the square tiling artifacts. So basically the grids that it operates on, it has to stitch them back together. And so this is one of the initial things. So then if we go to square tiling artifacts and go to, so this grid that you're seeing here, this is just a composite where basically, I'm dropping the video clip into a video editor, copying and duplicating it above it, and then just what the first clip starts at frame one, and then the other clip starts one frame ahead at frame two, and then it's just a composite operation like you do in Photoshop, right? So what you end up with is you lose the first frame, but then you're compositing each consecutive frame. So frame two to frame three, frame three to frame four, frame five to frame six, and you're looking at what you're seeing here with the black means that between the previous frame and the current frame and the next frame, the black means that nothing has changed at all. So it's the exact same. And then the grid where you're seeing anything that's not black means that it has changed between the two frames. And so what you're seeing here, and this is just based on logic, you're seeing all the squares. When we'll look at the other one with the motion of like the motorcycles. So it's a static scene, but apparently even though it does, a bunch of those tiles don't have to change because it's static, it still obviously has to stitch them back together where it stitches each tile. And that's where you end up with the grid. So it obviously still has to stitch it every time because that's why there's a difference between the two frames, right? Just along the edge. And this is all supported with, we'll just flip through these real quick. So this is all supported with all the research papers. So if you look at this, of this side by side here, you can see the normal on the left side, the composite on the two composites on the middle and right. So on the right side, it's just a another script that I did that turns everything black into transparent and then adds in your standard checkerboard. But so the grid, you see that where the guy is, everything is changed. because it has to deal with the motion, right?
Yeah. And it's not just him, it's everything around him.
Yeah, it updates all the tiles around him that have to be updated. And then even the rest of the tiles remain the same because it's a static scene, right? With a non-moving camera. But you still see the seams where it's editing, where it's stitching the tiles back together. So everything operates on tiles. And so, like, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
So look at the tiles around him. So everything else there doesn't change. So look at this. So yeah, this one's a good one. This is one that I did when I did the initial. So you're seeing, and then you see it even, so each square is actually smaller squares. So it's 64 by 64, and then you get 32 by 32. And that's all also your standard computer integer numbers, right? 8-bit, 64-bit. So it's 64 by 64 is like, it operates on each of those, and then it stitches all of them together. So look at, see all the... So this is, and then the banding that you're seeing, where you're seeing the stripes that almost look like topographical lines, that is, that's the color banding, right? So when I do the compositing of, like, see on her neck, you get contour lines. Look at some other ones. So he's not real. And then the other thing about this NBC News clip footage is that you can tell that they did a fake satellite glitch to try to make it look like he was on a satellite beam, because you see all the artifacts, but then when the satellite glitch happens, everything pauses and freezes. If it was actually the real satellite coming through, the Chiron on the bottom and everything else would still keep having the artifacts, right? So it's a fake satellite glitch where everything just freezes, which you can tell when you do the compositing. There's a couple... There's a couple tells like that where, so here's your grids. So here's the girl. So she's all gridded out. And then these artifacts, I have comparison videos. You don't, it's a completely different video. So it's not like, oh, this might be, it's like, it's night and day. Like this stuff has this glitches, this, and the other stuff where I do videos, it's completely randomized, like organically distributed, right? Where it's just scattered and et cetera. You don't see any of the structured squares. And the squares are the patches and the tilings. And so some of this stuff, it appears like they're upscaling and downscaling. So this one's really, this one has a lot of the color banding that shows through. See? So if you look at that, see all those stripes? That's all, mm-hmm. It's highlighting all the color banding, basically. So the road has
okay.
All the, yeah, that's your color banding being highlighted by the, that's the Netflix fraud stuff. So color banding, due to the model's tile-based processing, which doesn't process each, the result is noticeable bands of color, especially in low light. So there's a ton of that. Banding artifacts. So this is a big telltale sign that, connects all the stuff I've been investigating. So when you do a division operation on it, there's this padding on the side of it. So see this, these bands of pixels there on the side?
Mm-hmm.
This is, I don't know exactly what it's from. It's either from latent space, because I've read up on it, it's either from latent space or some kind of padding, but it's 100% associated to the AI, and it's a telltale thing that shows up when you do extreme color curves, or so it's even on the NBC News logo here, you see that?
Mm-hmm.
It's an artifact, so when you look at it normally, you can't see it, so it's very subtle pixel values, but it gets amplified when you do the division operation on it. So see this border right here is normally has... You can even see because it has the black border around it, right? So it's bordering out something. I don't know why they wouldn't just remove it. But then when you look at it on this, you see, and it's structured. So it's always the same size on both sides. And so it's like a leftover a leftover artifact. So here's the rave footage of the paragliders, right? Now look at. See the sides? All of a sudden it appears. So normally you don't see it. When you divide it, you see it show up. So it's something, it's one of the things that it might be is it has something to do with, it's encoding some kind of information, I think, that has to do with stitching the tiles back together. But either way, you can see that it's the same size on both sides and it's structured. And then if you look at that text there, see how that text has all those artifacts around it? So there's the cars, and then you have your banding on the sides. You don't see it, then you see it when you divide it. And so look at that text, how the text has all those glitches around it.
Yeah.
That's AI. Because normally when you render something, see how that has all that noise around it?
Yeah.
When you normally render something, you get exactly what you get, right? And there's videos where they're mixing authentic, normally rendered content, like standard CGI, and it doesn't have these artifacts. And then this stuff that does have the artifacts is all AI because, again, it can't operate on each individual pixel. So you get all these noise patches once you start you're basically amplifying it and adjusting it and playing with the different effects, right? So you're seeing this telltale banding. She's not real. So there's the cars. You're seeing the banding. Can't see it visually, and then all of a sudden it shows up. So the Telegraph logo, all this stuff is all AI. The whole thing's AI.
And half of the people they're even interviewing, the distraught parents, aren't even real.
Oh, no. The daughter's moving all over the place on the phone. She's holding up the picture. Her face is moving all over the place. If you look at this video, like, her daughter on the phone, it's a picture that's shifting all over the place. Her face is shifting all over the place, the mom. So there's Jewish education. So that's why, so even this is years ago, or like, this is what I started looking at, but this is the same thing. This is Netflix fraud now. This is why I started looking at this stuff. So this is actually submitted into my federal civil rights case. It's the exact same banding, right? So before I knew what it was, and it's around the person, so this ties it back to 2 years prior, right? This is directly submitted into like the public record of my. So it's the same exact banding, same exact artifacts. So this is a fake academic paper, same exact stuff. Right? Same exact banding around the edges when you divide it.
So we've been speaking for almost an hour and a half now on this, and I think we've firmly established that a lot of this October 7th video is not real, and that even a lot of the people being interviewed about it are not real. And but we've only got about 30 minutes left, I would say, just to try to get this done in some sort of reasonable format. You've got a full-on patent thing going on at the moment, like someone's basically stolen your patent. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So the reason that I started...
We're kind of getting onto that now with what you're showing now anyway, so...
Yeah, so it sets up why I'm looking at all this AI video content to begin with, and sets up or establishes basically the complete path of how I've gotten to this point. So I initially looked at the October 7th videos back in February of 2024 and looked at it and knew right away that that was off. But then I came back to it when I started digging into it a little more. So my background is... edit that out. So my background is I have... my website, each of those go to the same place. But so I was in Los Angeles for 6 years. And then I live in Minneapolis, and I was doing a bunch of production design, lighting, and like highly, highly, uh, high stakes projects, let's say. So the Falcon was, that 50-foot Falcon was for the King of Saudi Arabia and the royal family in 2019. I did main stage set at Coachella, 3D scanning, just a lot of advanced design engineer. So I moved back to Minneapolis in 2020, April 2020, the third week of 2 weeks flat in the world, because I saw it coming for like 2 months and everyone thought I was crazy. And then suddenly I wasn't. But so everyone else locked down. I moved back to Minneapolis and then made this website in winter of 2020, going into the beginning of 2021, and then thought up this idea it's basically the reason that it's so valuable is it creates an illusion of movement. So it's the missing link for the metaverse and AI and everything that they're after, right? So it is infinitely rotating treadmill that tracks with the scene. So you match it to the environment, and then it's all controlled by servo motors. And so it's precisely tracked to walk you through a scene. So it works for virtual film production. So it changes the whole film industry. So I'm dealing with Hollywood, right?
Sounds like they could have done with this on these October 7th videos, brother.
Yeah, I think the NBC News guy, he's in an AI scene there. He's probably walking on a treadmill. And so, like, they basically, my patent was stolen out of the USPTO, I found out. And so so I've done a bunch of high-profile projects. Traveled around the world, been in Saudi Arabia for 22 days, Vietnam for 70 days, taking vacations. I went to Ecuador, to Montanita, Ecuador, to Barcelona, wherever. I got out, saw the world. So so I have a patent that was granted on Valentine's Day of 2023. And as soon as I thought it up, I put all my time and effort into it. So this is I'm not college educated at all. I've taken like an a la carte class for 3D design and learned how to basically get all this stuff out of my head. So I designed, engineered, fabricated, did the patent drawings, came up with the logo that I trademarked for Infiniset, did all the laser cutting, water jet cutting, and then I had business partners where we were doing all the programming. So I was granted a patent for that. This is what I built here is, there's that. This is this is what I built. So that thing in the middle rotates infinitely, and that transmits power and data through it to the rotating treadmill, right? So I built this in my living room during COVID when everyone else, I engineered and designed this whole complex thing, right? So it's pretty, I did all the servo programming, all the wiring. Everything was designed in 3D and then sent out for all the parts. And so what it does basically is, this is the initial video of this is stuff here. So invention demo. So this is what it does basically is, this is the mock-up video. So you can walk, and then here's what it's actually doing. You get it? So you're rotating the scene with the person, and it gives the illusion of being able to orbit the cam around them. And then I also directly have Metaverse mentioned in my so it changes the whole film game, because now it gets rid of, you can do the same thing in a super small space, right? So that's the whole illusion. And then I directly mention the metaverse in it. I directly mention AI in my patent. So basically, long story short, they stole it from me directly out of the USPTO by Netflix filing a duplicate application 12 days after me, which I wouldn't find out until later. So here's the finished. So I built that, and then here's the finished unit here. Right? And so it's a green screen. And then, so then I get photo robot fraud, talk to a CEO. So the Infiniset name, Google steals it, right? So I file a trademark for it, Infiniset, before I even filed the patent, I think. So I think up a whole new word, right? Infiniset. I've got infiniset.com, file a trademark, and then Google just happens to name their the data set for their Bard AI Infiniset, but they don't, obviously they know it's my name because they're Google, right? So they're just, and then they're flooding the search results with Infiniset. When you look it up, you'd still see my trademark. So that's 100% proof they know who I am, right? Because obviously they put it in the end of their this paper. So then there's a bunch of pointless articles, Infiniset, Infiniset, Infiniset. They're just using the word 8 times. And the articles keep coming out every week, right? So if you search filter by release date, you just keep seeing all these, and it's all just AI-generated bullshit. So Google steals the name. I get a CIA welder from, and I have Israeli special ops gear sitting on top of my, so that's my prototype because that's my patent drawing, right? So we can establish that. So I get a CIA, look at Israel Defense, ODF Optronics, Tel Aviv. Established in 2000, ODF Optronics is a developer and producer of state-of-the-art optical intelligence gathering systems for military and law enforcement in low-intensity conflict. So they steal the patent out of the patent office, and wait till we look at this graph. And then obviously it would make sense. The patent's worth billions of dollars, basically. That's why my life has been turned into a surreal nightmare. So obviously it would make sense that they keep an eye on me. So they were obviously monitoring either my emails or my phone calls, because then as soon as I started looking for a local welder, all of a sudden I just happened to get connected. And I called him, which is the crazy part. I get connected with a welder down the street. And the first thing he told me is that used to be in the CIA. Because the first thing I told him when I called him up was, I go, don't take that vaccine, right? I was on a mission telling everyone, don't take the vaccine. So I say, don't take that vaccine. That's the first thing I told him. And then he goes, oh, yeah, actually, I was in the CIA, blah, 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 military, right? Well, come to find out, my patent has vast implications in military training simulation. So, and the name of his company is Tier 1 Welding, right? So I didn't even know till lately. I think it was I was watching some Candace Owens video I came across where she was doing like a CIA whistleblower. And all of a sudden he mentioned Tier 1. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. And I looked it up, and it's a special unit within like the CIA. Or it's like a military intelligence reference to like elite unit, right? So they told me everything. So that's weird. I don't know if that's what they have to do. So he just gave me a special, oh, look at this thing I got. And also, I'm not supposed to have any of these pictures, because when the police took all my stuff that they didn't have a warrant for, after I shot a gun into the air because they hacked into all my shit and I became convinced they were going to kill me, because I figured out, I unraveled the entire plan, right? So I'm not supposed to have a lot of these images, but I took my phone and ran a disk recovery on the SD card and recovered a bunch of stuff that they deleted. So they didn't think that I had all this stuff. So I have a picture of him. Right, that's him. and the court has 3 different sets of discovery. So they created AI manipulated windows. So there's AI generated evidence in my case, and it's because I left a picture of this dude on the screen. Said this is my CIA welder, right? Basically, I had a panic attack. I figured out everything going on. I'm coming across advanced AI video all the way back in late 2022, very, very early 2023, January 2023. YouTube's backdating all this stuff and creating completely false history. The Internet Archive is, that's how it started out, was I was watching round one of this, is called Photo Robot. So basically, the CEO responds to me 3 weeks later after I email him about getting help for a robotic camera. And so he goes, oh, well, here's something that already exists. And he points me to this Photo Robot website. And so I look at it, and then I'm watching it evolve, basically. So I finally look it up on the Internet Archive, and I noticed the word infinite. My thing's called Infiniset. And I'm like, so I look up the Internet Archive, look at the original one, and then I'm watching it, and I'm watching websites evolve and change in real time. I don't know what ChatGPT is at this point. I don't know what AI, my friends are talking about it, because ChatGPT just came out in November of 2022 at this point. But so in my mind, there's a whole room of people writing all these websites. So I'm like, what the fuck, right? So I'm telling my patent attorney, I'm I don't think that I don't realize the scope of this. So I go to the FBI building in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. They hang up on me, whatever. So I go and file a police report. So I have a police report. I have email communications with my patent attorney telling her what's going on. I'm contacting whoever. I'm contacted the U.S. Secret Service on Martin Luther King Day, January 15th of 2023. And so then I come across, all of a sudden I come across the AI video that I, and I know these people aren't real because they're talking about nothing. And so then my CIA welder is the one who told me OpenAI, right? I'm telling him what's going on. And I'm always suspicious of this dude from the very beginning. So I'm always questioning him and asking him weird questions, trying to get a reaction. So I would be like, I have all the text messages that are shared on my Rumble. It's rumble.com/user/MattGurton. But basically, I have a book on Tavistock, right? On the Tavistock Institute. And there's a part in there about intelligence operatives. And once you're in the CIA, and I'm sending them messages of this stuff, and I would never get a reaction on certain things. So I'm playing dumb, but at the same time, I'm kind of testing him to try to get reactions on certain things, but I'm not getting any reaction, right? There was always a weird vibe there. And so, but I didn't really think much of it, but I'm still being open enough with him that he thinks I'm just stupid, right? So I'm kind of like playing, but he's helpful too, which makes sense because that's what they would want to do is build your trust, right? So yeah. if he's going to weld my unit, he's not just going to fuck it all up. He's going to do a good job, and then I'm going to have his trust. And then, because then as soon as I found the Netflix thing, then I was like, it was like, what's the word? Ominous, right? So all this stuff happens in a month. I find the Netflix patent that's already been purchased for $100 million. It's for the exact same technology as mine, except I have a 12-day priority date. So at first, I didn't realize that the Netflix, I didn't realize that it was stolen out of the USPTO, even though it was, so look at these little balls here. These little black balls, you throw them. It's a little camera, right? So they have a little package and you can toss them. And then they always land up right. And then you have their PTZ cameras that you can zoom around, and they're operated with this wireless controller right here. So that's looking at the invention on the ball sitting there in front of the welder's helmet. See that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So it's Israeli special ops gear. It's from Tel Aviv, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I realize all this shit going on. It gets crazier and crazier. I go back to the police station because I find the AI generated people. So basically all this stuff happens, completely diverts me from my patent that I'm working on. I'm just working excitedly in my living room, minding my own business, literally. And all of a sudden I'm just completely thrown off course by all this shit going on. And I'm watching these websites evolve. And then all of a sudden I'm coming across AI people, and I'm like emailing my patent attorney. I'm like, these are obviously powerful. As soon as I figured out the web archives evolved and then AI, obviously I'm like, what the fuck am I involved with? Right? Like, this is high level shit. So I'm like freaked out. So I try to go back to the police station. I'm a half hour late. I'm like January 18th. Then, so, cause I came across the AI people. So I'm like, what the, like, it's a lot of the AI shit was what was freaking me out. Cause, and it's all pointed at me. So that was my introduction to AI, right? It was like, here you go. So it's all this used to be used to steal my patent with fake websites evolving and all this shit. So then on January 19th or 18th, I don't know, my computer's already getting hacked into. My BIOS is getting changed to automatically restart the computer if you restart it, which is something a hacker would do, right? If they restart it, they don't want to have to push the power button. So I don't know how it got reset. So I already know my computers are all my devices are getting fucked with. So I have my computer unplugged from the Ethernet cord, and I have my Wi-Fi adapter disabled. And then I'm looking at log files using CC Cleaner. Normally it was stuff you delete, but I'm looking at it. And then I realize that my computer's still accessing externally somehow. It's still communicating. And then I'm like, what the fuck? So I look, and there's a Bluetooth adapter, right? A Bluetooth portable area network adapter somehow that's activated in my network settings. So Bluetooth has a 30-foot range, right? So this means either someone put something in my building that's transmitting, or someone, basically I'm witnessing all this shit, and now as far as I'm concerned, it's like outside my fucking doorstep. So all this stuff and all this other stuff. I'm just, and then I tape my door lock shut, and I'm like, I like had like a, it's called acute stress reaction. It's like fight or flight. Like, what the fuck do I do, right? Because now everything connected. I'm like, CIA welder, AI videos, like, what the fuck am I in the middle of? And then the $100 million, and I'm like, they're going to fucking kill me, right? Because I've been collecting evidence for 6 weeks prior, reaching out for help to this, so they know that I figured out their shit, right? Because I'm contacting the Secret Service, the FBI, right? So they know I figured this thing out. So then I'm like, they're going to fucking kill me, because that's what I hear all the time. Oh, yeah, they'll kill you for a patent. And then that's what the CIA welder do. So I tape my door lock shut with duct tape, and I'm just sitting there like, what am I going to do? And I'm like frozen in fear. So my brilliant plan, which actually kind of looks kind of brilliant now, to be honest with you, was I simply, oh, I can't trust any of my devices. And now I've seen fake AI people, right? Which I'm like, what the fuck? So I don't even know if I'm talking to real people at this point. They're rerouting phone calls. I call up computer forensic specialist, start telling them about the stuff I'm downloading from the Internet Archive. And then as soon as I tell them about this glitch that I found where the CSS files aren't updating, he basically goes, oh, shit, and hangs up the phone, and I never got a hold of him. So it's like I called the Internet Archive, or I called the people that were actually doing it, right? So all sorts of weird shit going on. So I can't even trust my phone. So my brilliant plan was, I know the police station's 3 blocks away over those trees. And so I just shot a gun into the air out the window and caught and got a, basically an intentional standoff. But before I did that, I was like, if they come in here and kill me, I'm going to make sure that I leave my story behind. So I just painted the evidence on my wall because I have paint and I have all this stuff. I'm building this thing. I'm a painter. So I just wrote everything on my walls. So if anyone comes in and like assassinates me, they can't just wipe it off, right? And so then when the cops don't know what's going on, they come. As soon as they come, I'm like, here's the guns, my guns or whatever. I threw them out the window. Like, I'm not trying to get hurt. The whole thing is to get out alive, right? But I threw all the patent papers out the window, so all the photo. So basically it was like that, and it all worked out exactly how I thought it was going to. So that's crazy, right? Well, then look at this. So then I hire my high-profile attorney, and on May 3rd, I finally applied the color curves to the video, and so I file reports with the FBI and FTC, and I tell them I'm going to do this. So now they know. This is the big deal because now they know I figured out their videos, right? Now they know that I have figured out the AI because I'm doing the color curves. This is how I started out, was just tweaking color curves. So this was, and I was doing this to these squares originally in this catalog. And all that's documented in the other videos on, here, let's flip back to the CLIB servers. This one on, there's my Substack. There's the synthetic AI news with all the AI October 7th mask, but that's also got all the Netflix stuff on it. But there's a ton of videos on there pertaining to all this other stuff that I'm talking about. So as soon as I file these FTC and FBI reports, then I call my attorney back. And so this is one of the things. So I hand all this into the FBI, FTC, and I file a report with the Serious Fraud Office in the UK. And as soon as I hand all that in, well, then my attorney's so busy, he's not looking at it, but I call him back, and his son, he's a YouTube star. He has 1.3 million subscribers, right? But I've known him for 25 years, since I've been 19. So he doesn't know what's going on. But then I call him back on May 22nd, 2023 at 3:13 p.m., and I go, did you have a chance to have your son look at the videos yet? And then he just goes, yeah, Matt, you have some very powerful people keeping an eye on you. And I'm like, I know. I go, that's why I shot a gun off in my apartment, right? And so he doesn't know what's going on. But so then he changes the subject. And then at the end of this is like a 2-minute phone call. I'm like, and obviously, like, what about the powerful people, right? He goes, oh, I don't want to talk about it in case this phone call is insecure. Well, then 2 weeks later, I go down to his office, and then he acts like he never said it to me. And then everything got fucking weird. So he 100% is either being paid off, threatened, whatever, right? So I'm freaked out. So I have all the stuff in the record of my federal civil rights case where I'm, which is right here. So I text all my friends the next day, and I got emails to them. So this is, Girton v. Hennepin County. This right here has everything into the record, right? So.
And you got this on your website, on your Substack?
Yeah. And so here, I'll wrap it up because you just got to see the you got to see the graph is where it all that ties it all together. So the so I email him about this. I text message my friend. So it's all documented. It's not like I just woke up one day and was like, I'm going to make up a thing that says. But so basically right now I'm declared incompetent and psychotic by the Hennepin County courts, but they know that I figured out all their patent fraud, right? So they've only had two opportunities to put me in a mental institution, and I just narrowly escaped the second time and the first time because I wasn't supposed to get it. Well, they're making me go back in front of the crooked judge that's in my thing on December 31st. So
I might be saying, well, this guy fired a gun out of his window and we went to his house and he had crazy writing all over the wall. He's obviously a nutcase.
Well, no, but that's the thing is that they know that I don't blame them for giving me the first for saying, yeah, go check out if he's competent or not. But the thing is that I released all the email communications with the thing. So it's obvious that they're just blatantly lying. It's obviously rational, coherent communication. I lay everything out, but now I've substantiated all this because look at this graph. So this is a LinkedIn search graph that I made. I wasn't looking at my LinkedIn the entire time because I'm building my business and my company, right? So I'm not looking at this until I notice that the U.S. State Department searches for me and the Air Force searches for me after I discover round two of the fraud on August 8th, which is the Netflix fraud. It's all connected, right? It all involves the military. So look at this. So I have all these military and Netflix connected entities and Hollywood connected entities. And I even had Larry Silverstein look me up, dude. How crazy is that? Lucky Larry Silverstein looks me up. So my patent isn't public until it was published on September 22nd of 2022, right? So all this stuff, look at Google steals my name there. So that's how I figured out, look at, I go all the way back to when my patent was conceived. As soon as I file my patent, I get a spike. Those are the number of searches. And this is all based on automated emails sent to me by LinkedIn, right? So they just send you an automated email, say, Matt, 17 people, and then they show you a sample. So the people I'm seeing that are searching for me are just the ones they've shown me as a sample. So right away, there's a huge spike, and then 12 days later, he files a duplicate application, right? So they stole it from the USPTO, and it was staring me in the face the whole time, and I didn't realize it. Then I have Fox Entertainment and Fox Network, and those are both Walt Disney companies. Then all this fraud. Then Eyeline's registered with the Secretary of State. And then Netflix purchases Eyeline for $100 million in a press release on November 22nd, 2021 for that patented technology. Then I begin looking for a welder. This lines up perfectly with the emails of when I got connected with the CIA welder dude, both capped by Air Force. So that there's four searches by the U.S. Air Force. So my patent is supposed to be a secret at this point. Google steals my name. John Hopkins looks me up. I file my patent application. And then very last minute, I throw in all the system claims. So I took out what Netflix had 1 year and unlimited resources to put together. I took out in 1 week of rushed work last minute by my patent attorney going, tell me how it works. And me figuring out I had a big hole. So these searches right here is a bunch of people going, what the fuck, right? Because all of a sudden I say in three paragraphs what they intentionally obfuscate and make overly technical in like five pages, right? Enhanced Digital connected to the Army Research or the Air Force Research Labs, Gentle Giant Studios directly connected, a bunch of World Economic Forum members, a bunch of Up TV is Alan Sokol and Tom Daschle. So that's Obama, right? Obama's Higher Ground Productions. He's connected all this shit.
Popular guy, man.
Yeah. So and I'm incompetent and psychotic, right? So why the fuck are all, any of these people looking for me? Then I have three companies in Canada all look me up. One of them is VR Surgery, Ottawa Hospital, Ottawa University. Academia is all connected to this whole fucking network, right? So the brilliant thing about this graph is that they don't sit down and have a meeting and say, all right, gentlemen, this weekend, we're all going to go fucking search for Matt on his, we're all going to go search for Matt's LinkedIn, right? The reason this is so powerful is because this is obviously curiosity and my name being thrown around, right? Logically.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is just people going, this is my name being thrown around and people looking me up on their own because they're all sitting on LinkedIn because they all use it. So then look at this. Third Force by the U.S. Air Force. My patent's not published till September 22nd. Lucky Larry looks me up on September 3rd. then look at, here's where I realize there's fraud occurring. And then USC is directly involved with it. The Shoah Foundation is directly involved with it. The U.S. Army does their funding. So right away, that whole red line is me realizing that there's fraud all the way up till my supposed standoff, which was just me eating for a half an hour before I came out. So
crazy, the people that are doing it too. So who do you go to about this? I mean, what are you going to do? Go to the police? Go to the FBI? Like,
no, there is no
They're
one.
All involved.
There's only the public. There's only public exactly. attention. Because I got that. Look at. So I did a deep dive into all this. So on the very same day that I'm claiming that my, and I'm obviously technologically inclined, or my whole career is based on doing advanced, like one-off shit. Force Point and Three Gimbals are, they do global government cybersecurity shit, right? The board of the company is CIA, NSA, DOD. It's like a bunch of acronyms I don't even know. NASA, USPTO. It's a bunch of people that are all basically like intelligence operatives. And so this is, they're the type of people that respond to me figuring out their patent shit and downloading shit for 6 weeks, right? So they come after me basically. And on the very same day that I get arrested for saying they're hacked into all my devices and they're going to fucking kill me, I have Force Point and Three Gimbals show up in my search box, right? So look at, so for USC Cinema, for Beth Israel Hospital, I did a deep dive. CEO Kevin Tabb emigrated to Israel at age 18 to serve in the IDF. For Bain and Company, CEO Ordit Gadish served in the Israeli army as an assistant to Ezra Weizman, which is the 7th president of Israel. I looked that up on the archive, and also serves on the World Economic Forum Board of Trustees. I have Morgan Stanley look me up. I go file a police report. I speak to the U.S. Secret Service, that Force Point Three Gimbals. Then I have USC and look me up a second time, right? Then United Health Group. The CEO used to be Andrew Witty, who was a World Economic Forum member, right? So I don't know who the new CEO is that supposedly got shot. So NFL Network, Uber Freight, two searches by Uber Freight. CEO Leo Ron was born in Israel and served in the IDF from 1997 to 2004. Previous employment includes product lead for Google Maps. So then I visit the forensic psychologist. They say I'm psychotic and crazy. Two weeks earlier, my patent gets granted. I'm still filing trademarks. I'm still trying to move my business. It's all public record. So they know that I'm a CEO. They know that I have a patent. They know that I filed a third-party prior art against Netflix. They know that I'm filing trademarks. I filed pictures of me putting my company together. I'm filing my own pro se cases. But they're still saying that I'm incompetent, which literally means that I don't understand what's going on, right? Look at
I wonder if they've gotten onto your work on this footage from October 7th.
Oh, 100% they're monitoring my Substack.
You're a dangerous man, Matt.
No, I know. So look at
this. Fantastic, this work that you've done. Like, fantastic. And what you're showing here proves that they're concerned about it. They're really concerned about it. And you're in Minneapolis, are you?
Yep.
I'll once we've got this video published, I'll send it to Stu Peters as well, because he actually lives in Minnesota, not far from Minneapolis. Perhaps he's got a really wide reach. Perhaps he could have you on.
Yeah, look at that. Order of civil commitment filed. Most searches of all time, state of Rhode Island. Then when I'm attending mental health court and there's fraudulent discovery getting in the same 1 week period, and I submitted the PGP email headers to verify the main government searches. I have DARPA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, and the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command all search me during the same week. Then I discover round two of the Netflix fraud. Then I have the U.S. State Department and U.S. Air Force search for me. And so these people, Moody's Analytics, second Lockheed Martin, second DARPA search, Henry Street Settlement has some State Department Obama-connected dude, second search by Uber Freight, and then all the stuff is that here's my patent, the Infiniset patent. Such a system can have profound implications for military training simulations. My patent presents a pioneering step in virtual immersion technology. Its potential applications in military training simulations are vast. That's it. I got all the text messages on my Rumble right there of all communications with my CIA welder. I dumped all that. I basically have nothing to hide, so I made my whole life like... It's all dumped into the record because they're trying to straight up lie about me. They're trying to say I have a history of suicide and self-harm, which is false. because I fought back so hard that I bought myself time. But now I filed a federal civil rights case, a Minnesota Court of Appeals case. I even appealed one of the rulings to the Eighth Circuit. So I'm doing all this stuff pro se on my own, and they're highly complex, and they're still saying that I'm incompetent. And I sat through incompetency hearings in the court, and it's literal people that you look at and you're like, yeah, that person's not all there, right? Like, it literally means that you're mentally retarded and don't know what's going on. It's to prevent, like, people that don't know what's going on from going to court thinking they're going to juice box and end up in jail for 10 years, right? So it's not a... So they're using the Jewish technique, right? The whole goal has been, do not give me due process. They want to stick me in a mental institution because they obviously have control, people there to control it, right? So then what happens?
Absolutely. I mean, if this goes to a normal trial and it actually gets all made public, then it's pretty obvious what you're saying.
Yeah. So what do they do then? What happens if I get, they're 100% trying to put me into a mental institution. And that's why I have all the proof of the scam that took place the second time. I bought myself a bunch of time. I finally got rid of my attorney, and then the new ones aren't, like, I got assigned a second whatever, but it's all, not everyone in the court is in on it, but there's definitely, it's all Jewish shit. The USC Shoah Foundation's involved. They got a fake AI-generated Holocaust survivor. So
we're not going to be able to, we're not going to be able to believe anything we see anymore. Like, you know, they can fabricate entire scenarios now with this technology.
They're creating,
or as they have on
they're
October
rewriting
7th,
history. Right? Yeah, they're rewriting history because they're putting fake academic papers with this AI-generated content all the way back to 2006 on accredited academic publishing sites. So I collected a bunch of those. So this was before I realized the full scope of all of it, right? So it's pretty crazy. It's, if I make it through all this or whatever, it's like an independent publisher. This is like the best book or movie you've ever had, right? It's a crazy.
Oh, absolutely, story. Man. It's be like a great spy movie. Absolutely.
Yeah, I just single-handedly dismantled the entire intelligence apparatus. So I've been turned into an enemy combatant by the U.S. military, and they're fucking with my court case. They know that I dismantled the entire court case and that I've proven that they have AI-generated discovery. They know that they can't produce the missing 28 images I identified as crop. So then they resubmit it. So my old defense attorney is directly involved in the conspiracy. So what, is he being threatened, paid? I don't know. His son's dead now that did his YouTube channel. So they make it look like it's from drugs, but who fucking knows, right? That could be AI. So I have no fucking idea.
Well, listen, anybody out there who's watching this video, if you're a producer or you're anybody out there in the alternative media who's got some sort of a following, you need to get Matt on and talk about this. We've got to make this information as public as possible, because that's really our only defense against it is to sway public opinion and to bring it to the knowledge of the public. So well done for speaking out, brother. It's really encouraging to see this sort of research coming to the fore.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Max. And then, like I told you when we first talked, you're the one that actually woke me up, so to speak, back in 2013. I don't know what, you probably know the name of your video. In the middle, you say something, you're just going on about the problems of the world, this and that, and in the middle you make some small mention about the fluoride in the water, and then I remember exactly where I was at, laying on my couch, and then I'm like, but the fluoride's good for my teeth. And then I got up and I started digging into fluoride, and then I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I started posting a bunch of stuff on Facebook, and I'm like, it's poison. And like, I'm like, everyone's like, you know, my friends are like, oh, you're nuts. So I actually did these lighting tests. I still have the video. I could post it on, it's hidden right now on YouTube, but it got like 400,000 views. But so if you distill water to get clean water, and then that means what's left over, right? So I basically boiled water until there's nothing left. And the shit that was left over was like, it was like green. It looked like toxic, like radioactive sludge, and it crystallized.
It's terrible stuff. It's terrible stuff. Just pause here for 1 second. I just got to go answer the doorbell. I'll be right back.
So yeah, so I'll give you the link. I'll give you the link to the, I'll repost the video on, of the water video made or whatever, but basically you're responsible for, like 2 months later, I'm looking into building the third building I didn't know existed in 9/11, and the rest is history, right? So,
well, cool, brother. That's
all
so
the stuff's
encouraging.
on there. There's the force point and three gimbals is this. These are the people that looked me up on the same day as my supposed standoff. They do disruptive technology, influence operations, that share all the email headers. And then the last thing I'll do is I'll just go through the pro se court cases is everything that's I dumped even the Netflix and I didn't do the Israeli stuff because I didn't figure that all out yet. But the AI stuff is even submitted into the record. I just used my public this public case is basically it, and I paid for all my own PACER filings, so they're all on Court Listener. So anyone can go on there and download everything, and I made all of it like and it's all has PDF bookmarks. So it's like the best evidence that they've ever seen. So
go onto Matt's Substack, folks, and get all this stuff and share it. And like I said, if you're a content creator, if you're part of the Altman Media, you need to have this guy on and chat to him. We've got to get this information out to as many people as possible. This is groundbreaking stuff. And I cannot thank you enough for the work you've done, brother.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's nice to speak with you after just seeing you on videos for so long to know you're...
I'm actually real. I'm not AI. I'm not glitching out, man.
Yeah. Okay, Max is a real person. I got that figured out. So, cool. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been great. So thanks for joining us, folks. We're going to have to leave it there because I've got stuff going on. But maybe, like, you're going to court. You got a court case soon on the 31st or something like that, you were saying.
Yeah, I'm worried they're going to put me in a mental institution. I completed the other thing, and they're just throwing me right back in. Oh, there's reasonable. I don't know. It's ridiculous. I go to court.
Yeah, well, we got to get this out before that happens. I mean, we can't let that happen. And if you end up going in there, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people going to bat for you, brother, to get you out again. I'll be one of them.
I hope.
So we can't let that happen. You're obviously not incompetent. But thanks for watching, everyone. And do share this. I think this is one of the most important videos I've done. I think you have completely blown this whole thing out of the water. You've completely blown this October 7th rubbish out of the water. I mean, but even questioning, are there even any hostages, you know? And, you know, the one thing is you have people coming on and saying, oh, my daughter, you know, but you know how much Israelis lie. They could be faking it. But you're showing us half of these people aren't even people. They're not even real. So you got to wonder how much of it is real, how many of them are real at all, you know? So interesting stuff, Matt, and really groundbreaking, really, really groundbreaking. So thank you for that. And maybe after your court case, if they haven't locked you up, I hope they don't, but maybe after your court case early next year, I could have you back on. We'll talk about this a little bit more.
Yeah, great. We can get into more.
And you can even at least tell us how the court case went and everything as well, you know?
Yeah, it just needs public attention because obviously there's no one to turn to really for help. But it's crystal clear what's taking place.
We'll get it out to as many people as possible.
What is the rule? Accuse your enemy of that which you are doing. So they're incompetent, they're psychotic, they're delusional, so therefore I am. If I'm not, if I'm incompetent, means they are incompetent, which is exactly what's taking place, right? So it's pretty surreal.
Well done on this, brother. So I'll get this out as soon as possible. And if you see this video, feel free to mirror it on your channel, mirror it on your website, repost it, share it. It'd be great to get this out to as many people as possible. And we'll do it again soon. And thanks for coming on, brother. Thanks for sharing all this information.
Perfect. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And you can go to Matt's Substack, folks. There'll be a link below. You can check that out. And all the usual thank yous that I give you and all that sort of stuff. But share this information. I think this is one of the most important videos I've done. So until next time, folks, I'll bring you another video soon. Have a good Christmas. Have a good New Year. And in Lakesh.